Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of Coxiella found under the infectious disease section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 50-year-old man presents to the emergency room for prolonged fever, shortness of breath, and chest pain. He is admitted for heart failure and suspected endocarditis. A cardiac echocardiogram demonstrates vegetations on the valves. The initial blood cultures are negative. Upon further investigation, he works at a leather supplier and often visits farms to evaluate the cattle. He is treated for suspected zoonotic endocarditis with doxycycline and hydrochloroquine. Let's continue with an introduction to Coxiella. As a reminder, Coxiella burnetii is classified as an obligate intracellular gram-negative bacteria. It is part of the Legionella's order and causes Q fever and culture-negative bacterial endocarditis. It is transmitted from farm animals such as sheep, goat, and cattle amniotic fluid via inhalation of aerosolized spores even at low doses, and there is no arthropod vector. Prevention is with the Q fever vaccine, which is available in Australia, and is given to those with high occupational risk. In terms of the epidemiology, it is found worldwide. Risk factors include exposure to farm animals, occupational exposure to animal products such as animal hides, and immunosuppression. In terms of the pathogenesis, Coxiella burnetii is able to replicate in phagocytic vacuoles in low pH environments. It can survive oxidative and osmotic stress, and it can survive in the environment for years. Moving on to the presentation. Symptoms may include fever and headaches, chronic infection, which may demonstrate weight loss and night sweats, and in acute infection, there may be a pneumonia, which could present with a cough and sore throat. On exam, in acute infection, specifically a pneumonia, one may note ronchi on lung exam and shortness of breath. In chronic infection, there may be endocarditis, which would present with findings of heart failure and shortness of breath. In vascular infection, there may be abdominal pain, an infected aneurysm, or a vascular rupture. In osteomyelitis, patients may present with tenosynovitis and tenderness at the site of infection. And in the setting of hepatitis, patients may present with jaundice. In terms of further imaging, chest radiography is indicated for suspected pneumonia from acute Q fever. Findings would include a lobar opacity or patchy infiltrates. Echocardiography is indicated for suspected endocarditis from chronic Q fever. Findings may include vegetation on valves, most commonly the mitral valve. In terms of further studies, remember that blood cultures are usually negative, and one may note transaminitis, elevated ESR-CRP, and confirmatory testing is with detection of immunoglobulin G on serology or detection of DNA on polymerase chain reaction. When making the diagnosis, remember that this is based on clinical presentation and laboratory studies, and one should suspect Q fever in cases of culture-negative endocarditis. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about tularemia, with distinguishing factors being that this typically presents with a maculopapular rash that may ulcerate. Also consider bacterial endocarditis. This will present with blood cultures that are usually positive. Other culture-negative endocarditis to consider include Bartonella species and the Hayseq species. This includes Haemophilus, Aggregatobacter, Cardiobacterium, Aiconella, and Kingella. With regards to treatment, medical options include doxycycline. This is indicated for all patients. Another option is hydroxychloroquine. This is indicated for chronic Q fever, and it is given with doxycycline. Another option is trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole. This is indicated for pregnant women, and in terms of the outcome, it may reduce fetal death. Complications related to Coxiella include adverse fetal outcomes in pregnant women. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that patients may have a prolonged course if untreated, but most cases resolve with treatment. That's all for this review about Coxiella. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.